Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I was lost, but now I'm found. Listen to John Schaefer on Soundcheck.
From WNYC in New York, this is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Ever see the movie Pulp Fiction? It's one of those movies where people either love it or hate it. Early in the movie, I was feeling like I could have gone either way. Until the scene where Uma Thurman's character goes up to a reel-to-reel tape deck, improbably mounted on the wall, and rewinds the tape, and hits play.
Girl, you'll be a woman soon.
Boy, the band Urge Overkill really brought out the dark and lecherous side of this Neil Diamond song, didn't they? That's when I decided I liked this movie. A lot. And I also suddenly realized that Pulp Fiction didn't have a score, a soundtrack. What it had was a collection of existing songs that director Quentin Tarantino was just throwing in. That was 1994. Now, of course, we expect to hear songs, old and new, in films and TV shows and even on commercials. People still write original scores for movies. In fact, we'll be looking at this year's Oscar nominees in the music categories in a few minutes. But placing songs in film or TV shows has become one of the most effective ways to break a new band or to revive a faded career. Take the TV series Girls, for example. Created and directed by 26-year-old Lena Dunham, who also stars in the series, the show is about the trials and travails of a group of 20-something women attempting, and more often than not failing, to make it in New York. After the HBO series debuted in April, it picked up several Emmy nominations and was renewed for a second season, which starts this Sunday. And earlier this week, the show released a soundtrack album, except it's the modern sense of a soundtrack. A collection of songs that were used in both the previous and the upcoming seasons from artists like Belle and Sebastian and Sleigh Bells. There are a couple of original songs written for the series by artists like Fun and Tegan and Sarah. Manish Raval is the music supervisor for the HBO series Girls. He joins me on the line from L.A. Manish, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
So let's open with the opening of Girls. There is no theme song. How was that decision made?
Well, you know, when we were making the first season, we just got so far along in the editing process that we never got around to making one. All of the girls' title cards were these short 2 or 3 second title cards, as you see them now. And then finally, later in post-production, while we already had like half the season in the can, we kind of started the conversation, well, what are we going to do? Are we going to go back and open up all these episodes and put title music? And it just didn't feel right. And that's just been, and because it didn't feel right, we just didn't push it.
Right.
And that's kind of been the overall you know, law of how we deal with stuff on the show, which is if it just doesn't feel right, don't do it.
On the other hand, when you get to the end of many of the episodes, music is often, you know, pretty important. And I understand some of your favorite moments from the first season were closing scenes.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that's where we leave the viewer, and especially me when I'm watching it, that's where I'm the most emotional. You know, it's when we're wrapping up the particular storyline or where we're indicating of what's going to happen next.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as a music supervisor, that's where I love to just try to make my mark on the show. And maybe for the viewer, that's, you know, where you want to get them emotionally.
There's one episode that ends with Lena Dunham's character, Hannah, dancing to the Robin song, Dancing on My Own. She ends up dancing with her friend Marnie, Allison Williams' character as well. And a couple of things about that. The first is there's a kind of a somber, very sad song going earlier in the scene, and then suddenly you get this kind of buoyant Robin tune. So there's like a kind of an abrupt emotional pivot in the middle of the scene. How difficult is that to kind of pull off?
You know, the way we did that was interesting, which was we didn't try to fake it. This was a real moment with the girl typing on her computer, listening to the sad song, and it just ends, abruptly ends.
Right.
She stops playing it and then just puts on another song. There wasn't some creative way of, hey, how do we meld these two moments and these two emotions together? It was just a moment of, no, you're sitting in your room, and no, you just shuffle to the right to the next track, and you make a new moment happen.
Yo, girl. What's up? Oh, my God, Elijah's gay.
What?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That is funny.
Funny is one word for it. I was going to go with or sad, but... I mean, I probably should have suspected because he only ejaculated like 30% of the time. And he seemed gay.
Yeah, he seemed gay.
He seemed gay.
Yeah, he was gay.
So Lena Dunham's character Hannah has just found out that her college boyfriend Elijah is gay and in a funk. Sort of pulls herself out of it by dancing around the room to Robin's Dancing on My Own. Now, Manish Raval, the music supervisor of Girls and numerous other TV series on the line with us, the soundtrack was just released this week, and that song from Robin opens the album. Word is that Lena Dunham actually had that song already in mind when she was writing that scene. Is that correct?
Yeah, that scene, that song is 100% Lena. And it was one of the first things she mentioned to me when we started working on the show together. You know, one of the first things she said was, you know, I have this idea for the end of this episode where I start dancing to this Robin song. Do you think we can get it? And that was my first mission when coming on board, was to get her that song.
And so how closely do you and she, you know, work with each other? At what point do you really get involved in picking the music that's going to help set the scenes that she's writing?
It's kind of an ongoing job or an ongoing relationship. It's now turned into the point where Lena and I, we just work on this stuff together all year round, whether we're in production or not. Like, we've wrapped the second season for Girls, but just yesterday, actually, I came across a really funny, interesting thing on YouTube, so I sent it to her, and, you know, we just trade stuff like we used to trade mixtapes back in the day. Mm. That's kind of how we work on the show. We just keep sending each other ideas, and then when we get in a room together, we kind of each start going through this basket of ideas that we've been sharing for the past months, you know, and start pulling stuff and putting them in the show.
So obviously with Robin's song, Dancing on My Own, that helped spawn a scene. I think we normally think that it works in reverse. You know, the scene is set and then the music supervisor comes along and says, hey, I have a song that would go well with that. But it sounds like maybe in the case of Girls, it's a little more fluid than that.
You know, I mean, it's half and half. There are definitely scenes that come straight from Lena's mind, and there was a moment that happened, and she was listening to a song when it happened. We definitely have those moments like the Robin one.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens is, like I said, for the past couple of years now that we've been sharing all these songs and certain artists that we have in mind, we'll start bouncing ideas off each other of, hey, well, you know, we're going to do a scene like this. What do you think we should do? And we just start throwing ideas around, and, you know, sometimes they make it in very early, and then sometimes we'll find ourselves in the editing room just trying a bunch of stuff randomly.
Well, I'm in Michigan, so what do you see out your window in New York right now?
You want me to get up and look?
I do, yeah. Get up and look.
Okay, what do I see? Oh.
There's this lady crackhead. I've talked to her like twice. She's pretty tweaked, but I don't know, funny. One time we had a conversation about cashews that lasted like 30 minutes. She like wanted cashews, and she thought I had them, but I didn't, so she's trying to grab my ass. to have in my back pocket. I'm like, no, I don't have my back pocket.
So now I am older than my mother and father when they had their daughter.
The Girls soundtrack, Volume 1, is out now. It includes a couple of songs from scenes we haven't been able to view yet, because they're from season 2 of Girls, which premieres on Sunday. And it includes some songs by the band Fun and another by Santigold that were written specifically for the show, right?
Yeah.
Were they written for specific scenes?
No, not at all. You know, I mean, they were just bands that we really liked, and we knew that we wanted them involved in the show, and we really wanted to have something new for the show. So all they really had to go on was, having seen the first season, and whatever they thought they could contribute in their own style and their own voice, we'd love to have it, and just get us a song and we'll find a place for it.
So you found a place for Santigold's song called Girls?
Yes.
Anything you can tell us about it?
it plays at a party scene later in the show. You know, that song in particular, we felt we had to really find a specific type of placement for it because two things. The lyrics are very specific to girls.
To the show,
And also, you know, we just have a whole campaign around this song, unlike we have with any other song, which is because it's now kind of an anthem for the show, that, you know, unfortunately then kind of limits how big we feel like we can use it in the show.
Right.
And so because it's more of like a viral and marketing track for our show, we used it in a party scene, almost in like a realistic version of where someone would play the Santigold song. In the meantime, keep your listening to it. Where I sit to play dumb is a sport. I'm the rad competition doing in front of me. I'm the trouble on me, on my way to see you. I'm the best who can make a mess of something sweet. I'm a fighter, so I know that I won't retreat. I'm a stunner if you want it for a good time call. I'm the cast me out, ain't afraid of y'all. I'm a winner, though I lose, I'm not afraid of defeat. All my girls make up, I'm not gonna set off the feet. Gotcha. Girls. That is the song Girls, written for the TV show Girls, and taken from the Girls soundtrack, Volume 1. The artist is Santigold, and Season 2 of the HBO series Girls premieres on Sunday, January 13th. Manish Raval is the music supervisor for that series, and a bunch of others, too, Manish. When you come across a song that you like, is it kind of easy to say, oh, well, this would go really well with Community, or This is a definite girl song, or is it not quite that cut and dry? Yeah, I think they're very different types of shows. You know, I think Girls is more of a realistic show. We're finding stuff that really plays into the emotion of the characters, the real life settings of where these characters may be, what they're listening to. Whereas shows like New Girl and Community, you know, those are more of, you know, we put on our comedy hats when we work on that. Like, what's going to make the scene funniest? More so than what's the hippest, coolest song for this moment.
You know, I guess in the old days, it was almost like TV shows were almost like miniature movies in that somebody was creating music for whatever the show was, from the Honeymooners to Hill Street Blues or whatever. Now it seems like, you know, TV shows have become a really important way of breaking new bands. And, you know, it's almost like, in a way, it's almost supplanted the traditional role of radio, you know, for getting new music out there. Are music supervisors the new DJs?
We definitely have, the access to potentially get great music out to people in these TV shows. And, I don't know if we've supplanted them, but it's just another avenue. You know, I think in the way that the world's changing and with the internet and, people aren't buying CDs anymore. So I think it's any which way you can turn a person on to a band is a great thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, are you like besieged with people sending you, you know, I've written this song, I think it'd be great for one of your shows?
Yeah, you know, like probably all music supervisors, my desk is filled with tons of CDs and my email inbox has a million links to songs that people have written, and you just do your best to go through all of them, and you never know when you're going to find the great one,
right?
You know, and so and that's how I've discovered some of, you know, my favorite bands, you know, just that some random link, you know, or some random friend of a friend mentioned this, and it's now one of my new favorite bands, you know, so you never want to, like, shut down all these avenues. There's always great stuff out there.
Yeah. So how do you, what did you do before you were a music supervisor? How did you get into this?
I grew up playing music. I'm a musician. That's my background. And it was one of these things where I was in college and wondering what I was going to do after college, and I took an internship. I decided I wanted to work at a record company. I wanted to intern at one and figure out what the business is like, you know, so when I become a rock star, I can, you know, know what happens behind the scenes. And,
oh, Manish, there is so much wrong with that sentence.
What ends up happening is I got an internship at a music supervision company, and this is at the time where there was maybe only 3 or 4 music supervisors. It was right after Pulp Fiction came out, and suddenly the world realized the soundtrack is a great, you know, piece of art that can be made for a movie. And so I interned at a company that was doing it. I got a lot of hands-on work, and they kind of just turned around one day and just said, hey, do you want to drop out of school and work here? And I was like, okay, yeah, I'll try it for like a year or two and then go back to trying to, you know, make it with my band. And it's been, you know, 17 years since. So.
Well, it sounds like you made the right choice given the way the rest of the music industry, the record companies that you originally intended to intern for, the way they've gone lately. We're talking with Manish Raval, who is the music supervisor for the HBO series Girls. There's another track on the new album, The Girls Soundtrack Volume 1, coming from a Brooklyn band called The Echo Friendly. Now, is this another one of Lena Dunham's discoveries?
Yeah, you know, it was. This was one of these situations why I love this show, which is, you know, Lena sent me an email saying, hey, here's this track by, you know, someone sent me who's like a friend of a friend, and can you just take a listen to it and tell me what you think? And 9 times out of 10, when you get that email from your producer, your director, you're rolling your eyes and you're really feeling like, okay, this is them pawning off the dirty laundry on you to deal with this. You know, I listened to the song, and I thought, this is awesome. Like, perfect. Like, this is why I love this show. Like, Lena's got great friends around, you know? So it became one of these things where then that song was in our heads during the first season where we got to find a place for it. You know, it was, like, ended up in a car radio at one point. Maybe, like, it was, like, in a bar at one point.
Used it more than once then?
Oh, no. I mean, we were considering it. Like,
oh,
it was
I
definitely
see. Yeah,
something we knew we were going to use. And then at one point, like, it was, you know, we just couldn't ignore how perfect the lyrics were for the show. I told Lena that, you know, this has to end this episode, that the one that it ended up going in, you know, which is she keeps making the same mistakes. Like, it was really anthemic in a way.
I make the same mistakes. Feels like I never give way too much for little in return. I haven't changed a bit. I'm still not over it. I make the same mistakes. I make the same mistakes.
I never did grow up. Feels like I never.
band is called The Echo Friendly. Same Mistakes is on the Girls soundtrack, Volume 1, which is out now. Season 2 of the HBO series Girls premieres on Sunday. Manish Raval is the music supervisor. And Manish, you might want to check out our Facebook and Twitter, because we asked our listeners earlier in the day if they had any questions for you. We haven't seen many questions, but lots of people trying to get your attention to listen to their band.
I will indeed.
You'll be very surprised, I'm sure, to hear that. So what do you do if you have the perfect song for the scene and you can't clear the rights? I mean, you know, Robin, Dancing on My Own, you were able to get that and use it. Have there been moments where you just haven't been able to get the right song?
There hasn't been the moment where it was a song that we had to have and couldn't get it. There's definitely been moments where, you know, we wanted a song to play in a scene and we couldn't get the rights for it, and we just moved on and replaced it with something else. But luckily, knock on wood, we haven't had the moment where it was something very pivotal to the moment and we couldn't get it.
Right. So, talking about the rise of the music supervisor in Hollywood and TV and stuff, as you look around at some of the other shows, who else is out there that you think is doing good work in this field?
Well, I'm a huge fan of Randy Posters. You know, I think he does amazing work. He does Boardwalk Empire. He does all the Wes Anderson films. He's just he approaches stuff with a very original ear and creates great soundtracks. And Alexandra Petsavis and her whole Chop Shop music team, who started out doing The O.C. and now they do Grey's Anatomy and Gossip Girl. They do a slew of shows and they're always discovering great new bands. They're the ones who do all the Twilight soundtracks.
Right.
And, you know, they're bringing these great indie bands, you know, to a, you know, multi, you know, million album selling platform is great.
Well, as we were talking about before, you know, these TV shows, movie soundtracks have become a major way of exposing a wider audience to new music. Manish Raval is the music supervisor for the HBO series Girls, the soundtrack, Volume 1. That's an optimistic title, suggests there are more to come. Well, there's a second season of HBO's Girls premiering on Sunday, January 13th. Manish, I look forward to hearing more from you. Thanks very much.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
This is Soundcheck.
The city outside still sounds like it's on fire. You put on new seats, the white flag. Will keep me close to you, because for everyone I'm out to prove wrong. You keep the light on, the only one you know me better than the truth. So despite what I've done, I pray to God that we can move on, 'cause thus far you are the best thing that this life is yet to lose.
That's called Sight of the Sun. It's a new song by the band Fun, written for the TV series Girls and taken from their new soundtrack, Volume 1. It'll appear somewhere in Season 2 of Girls, which kicks off this Sunday, the 13th, at 9 p.m. That's the same night that we'll find out whether the show wins a Golden Globe or two.